I'm odd, you're odd, we're all odd, and this is the Utter Oddcast. Utter Oddcast 137, back after a little hiatus of 1,613 days.
But who's counting?
That would be 4 years and 5 months. Hey, but we're back. Big news. Of course, a lot's went on in 4 years, but anyway, Utter Oddcast is now going to have a segment on the Naptown Buzz podcast. Then we're going to go back to a weekly show. I'm sure we lost every single listener that we had, because if you recall back then, we were on this thing called MySpace.
Good for you.
Now you can catch us on the Twitter, at Utter Oddcast. Search Facebook for Utter Oddcast. We did put up a few videos last year. Might get you some more of those. But anyway, Amanda's joining me tonight.
Hey, everybody.
That's the wife. For those of you that don't know, I'm sure there'll be a lot of you listening to this have no clue what the heck Utter Oddcast is, what Naptown Buzz is, so just wing it. That's what we do. Let's jump in with some fireworks. What's the first one we have?
Illegal fireworks operation seizes nearly 600 pounds in Chino. Yeah, that was about what we crammed in my trunk when we...
Yeah, in Indiana, that's normal.
Between three undercover operations, the Chino Police Department, in partnership with the Chino Valley Fire District, confiscated nearly 600 pounds of illegal fireworks. The illegal fireworks confiscated by the Chino Police Department will go a long way toward keeping the communities we serve safe during this 4th of July holiday. Illegal fireworks not only compromise your safety, but also the safety of others. They can cause serious injuries and can cause devastating fires, said Fire Chief Tim Shackelford. I'm glad we don't live in California.
Yeah, I mean, they do have a real danger out there of, you know, catching the whole place on fire.
Yeah. Everything will burn.
Yeah. Unlike here when we had the ban when we were kids, it was just they didn't want you to, you know, burn a house down or something. But still not a good idea. People are pretty stupid around here. But what I love about this story, though, is June 22nd, June 24th, and June 28th, they busted people trying to sell the fireworks online. I'm guessing they probably put it on like Craigslist or something.
Well, of course, that's where you put everything good, right?
Yeah. So they got 25 pounds, 500 pounds, and 40 pounds. Mm. Last year, their total was 137 pounds. So they're way up this year.
Goal setting.
So. Yeah.
The police chief is very pleased with the results of the pre-4th of July operations. And they will continue to strictly enforce the city ordinance as it relates to fireworks. While safe and sane are legal, inappropriate use of safe and sane fireworks... What does that even mean?
Is that dot class C?
Common class C? Is it just the little snap pops that we throw at each other's feet, or...
If you throw that at someone's face, it won't be safe.
I'm confused. We're going to have to find out what safe and sane fireworks are.
Of course, that is California, where everything causes cancer.
Well, you know.
Let's head to the other coast.
Newark police seized thousands of fireworks. Ahmad Harris, 35, was arrested after he was spotted selling fireworks from his car. 6,300 individual fireworks were confiscated, including bottle rockets, Roman candles, bunker bombs, and other fireworks. Hey,
that's what I'm talking about right
there.
Where
do you get bunker bombs?
I've got some bunker bombs, probably like an M80 or whatever, M90, whatever they're calling them nowadays.
We used to throw those in the creek out behind our old house. The Newark Police Department has a zero-tolerance policy toward illegal fireworks and said that getting these fireworks off our streets may have saved someone from serious injury or possibly death. We will continue our zero-tolerance enforcement efforts, and we urge the public to help us by reporting those using or possessing illegal fireworks.
Yeah, speaking of that, out on the East Coast, now they have a PSA from that football player that blew himself up last year. You know, can't use his hand anymore. So this year they have a firework PSA from him.
Well, you know, I think that our family is a living PSA for fireworks. I mean, we've never been injured, but we've come close so many times.
I'm just thinking of the stupid things we've done sober with fireworks.
No, I can't imagine. we can't add alcohol into that mix, because one of us will be in the ER if that happens.
If I'm drinking on the 4th, I am not lighting anything.
No, we'll leave that up to the cousins.
The final fireworks story, this is my favorite one here. Pennsylvania, they have the stupidest laws on everything. you can't buy three-way alcohol, so you can't buy beer, liquor, or wine all in the same store.
Oh, that's right.
One place can sell two, but they can't sell three, and then, yeah, we got goofy laws in Indiana, but this stuff takes the cake, and you can only take so many ounces, and anyway, to the firework laws. When you walk into Keystone Fireworks in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, you're directed to one of two sections of the store, depending on where you're from. If you're from Pennsylvania, you can only buy sparklers and crappy fireworks, snakes, and that kind of nonsense. If you're from out of state, they can sell you the good stuff, like what we have here in Indiana.
Aerial displays.
Yeah, good stuff. So there's a 1939 law that restricts Pennsylvanians from purchasing fireworks that leave the ground. That means no Roman candles, bottle rockets, or aerial displays.
You can't even... I mean, they say they sell these ground spinners, but half of them jump up in the air, so...
Heck, I could make a sparkler leave the ground.
You have a special talent.
So anyway, guess what? This is like in Indiana back in the day. We would go to a place called Tennessee.
Tennessee?
Yeah, I'm getting them Tennessee fireworks and bringing them back to Indiana. Mm. So Dan Buzek, they interviewed him and he said, yeah, you can't buy this back home. He lamented that the only kind of fireworks you can get in New York, if you're a resident, are glorified sparklers. You have to come to Pennsylvania to get the good stuff. They love to regulate, he said. That's what they do best. So, you're in Pennsylvania. You have a business that knowingly you can't sell to your residents. And the people you're selling to can't have it either. It was like, remember when they first legalized fireworks here? You had to sign this little card. I'm going to take it out of state.
Yeah.
Within so many days.
Mm-hmm.
Every state around Indiana has laws against fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Government. Now on to our favorite segment of the show, the one that once got us slapped with a lawsuit threat.
Naked in the news.
Because naked in the nude just sounds redundant. You have to read this one's a great story. It's been all over everywhere today, so it's not even like odd news anymore. It's hitting everybody, but sure, you saw it on my wall on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Naked man goes nuts in Times Square.
Okay, before you read the story, I saw the picture, and I want to know why every time there's a naked guy, he has no hair. Is there some sort of rule that you have to do a certain amount of manscaping before you're naked in public? Or
actually, we know more about this guy now that it's been some hours, so we'll get to why he has no hair.
Okay. Continue.
A naked man yelling, "Donald Trump, where are you?" climbed to the top of the red TKTS stairs in Times Square Thursday morning, then fell to the ground in an attempt to escape police. The guy didn't really fall to the ground. He jumped off the building. They blew up one of those big, whatever they are, the thing they're supposed to jump on when the suicide folks are up.
Air mattress, but yeah.
Yeah. Of course, he didn't hit it all the way and scraped himself up a little bit. Ooh. Anyway. But so the 21-year-old man from Manhattan, they finally identified him as Crit McLean. Says he appeared to be ranting as he held up his hands in air, and at one point in the periscope footage, he appeared to lunge at police officers in tactical gear. Says he fell 16 feet off the top of the booth, which I said he jumped, he didn't fall, missing a blow-up mat that the police had out. He was combative with negotiators while he was atop the ticket kiosk. It was incoherent. Duh.
That's just assumed, isn't it?
Yeah, no mention of drugs and alcohol, but I'll take a stab there. Says he's going to undergo a psychiatric evaluation, but here is why the man was hairless.
Okay.
He's a professional model.
A professional naked model?
Yeah. Says he's pursuing his bachelor's degree at Columbia University, but he took off time to pursue his modeling career.
Oh.
I'm sure everybody's going to be all over this guy now.
I don't know about that. I mean, I didn't look super close.
What's the naked cowboy? Maybe he could get out there and play guitar with him. You know, I'm talking about the guy.
Maybe that guy needs a drummer.
Naked Virginia man swings hatchet after being mistaken for Uber driver. Police in Virginia arrested a man who they say swung a hatchet during an argument after he was mistaken for an Uber driver. Police responded to the report of a vehicle driving erratically and nearly striking pedestrians. Before they arrived, the vehicle entered a parking lot where three individuals approached it, mistakenly thinking it was their Uber ride. This led to a verbal argument with the driver, Michael Monroe, 64, of Gainesville, Virginia, who was naked. Monroe retrieved a hatchet from the back seat of the vehicle and started swinging it. There were no injuries, and the three people were able to wrestle the hatchet away from the naked Monroe. Monroe then tried to flee the scenes before the cops stopped him. They attempted to do a sobriety test. He refused, was arrested, and charged with DUI, refusal, and disorderly conduct. This brings up a handful of questions. Maybe this is just a Virginia thing, I don't know. But number one, a man is driving erratically. Are you going to want to get in his car? And then argue with him about it. Number two, is that how Uber drivers drive? I don't know. I've never taken Uber. Couldn't tell you. Along those lines, are Uber drivers normally naked, wielding a hatchet? I think the cops showing up is one of the best things that happened to these folks. Who knows what would have happened if the guy was, like, not an angry drunk, but then, like, went crazy with his hatchet on these folks. You get in there, our Uber driver is naked, and he has a hatchet, and we're trapped in here. Great idea, folks. Who was more drunk to think that that was a good idea at all? Thank you, Arlington County Police Department. Let's swing down to Tennessee. Naked man at Clarksville Sonic said God made him do it. According to an arrest warrant, police were called to a Clarksville, Tennessee Sonic for an indecent exposure call. The suspect, 23-year-old Brady DuBose, was seen taking his clothes off and exposing his completely naked body to the public. DuBose reportedly told police that God made him do it and that he was singing to God naked. So apparently this guy was not only starting naked at Sonic, he was singing. He was arrested and charged with indecent exposure. His bond was set at $500. Love when they don't give you all the details in these stories, but typically you can assume it's a few things. Drugs and alcohol. And often the fact that they're just freaking crazy. Kids, keep your clothes on at the Sonic. Please and thank you.
Oh, in classic naked news. Naked in the news. Naked suspect tased, shot at after running through backyards.
These are our favorite.
The naked people always get tased and they never learn. Do they never learn? So this happened in Houston. Officers received several calls around midnight early Wednesday about a naked male jumping fences, going into people's backyards and standing around. Okay. I mean, I don't know a lot about being naked outside. I don't know anything about being naked outside, but I would not, and I'm a woman, I would not try to jump a fence naked. No. Many problems here. So a homeowner confronted him in his backyard, and he got aggressive. And that's when the homeowner pulled his gun and shot once at the suspect. And so the suspect took off running through the fence and out the front yard into the street. The suspect stopped and was acting crazy in the middle of the street. Well, I mean, yeah.
You're naked, so you're crazy anyway. And then you just got shot at by a crazier neighbor.
So when the Houston Police Department arrived at the scene, they tried to detain him to find out what was going on. I've heard a story similar to this one happening here in Indy.
Yeah.
The suspect resisted and fought with the officers, so one of them pulled his taser and stunned him once. That's what you get. They believe he must have been on some type of drug.
Yeah, you think?
Singular? Could have been more than one. Well,
but our neighbor gets tased one day.
Don't get tased.
When he's out there mowing his grass naked.
He's not naked. Although now you've made the kids think he is. What else do we have here?
Let's get into cryptozoology. That's always fun.
What?
That's what they call, like, Bigfoot chupacabra.
Is that what you major in at Berkeley?
Yeah, you probably can. Cryptozoology and pot smoking.
Are there scholarships for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, take this one. Head on out to Pennsylvania.
Bigfoot hunt, part of Weekend in the Wilds in Cameron County, PA. The 7th annual Bigfoot hunt will be held in Cameron County this Saturday in conjunction with this year's Weekend in the Wilds event. And you know what? A license only costs you $5, so it seems like a cheap way to spend
your weekend. We might have to go to the 8th annual one of this.
Licensed hunters can enter the woods at 6 a.m. 12 of the creatures can be located throughout the county. How do they know how many they have? Is this like a breeding program? Did they tag them and
I don't know.
Track them? Portions of the event will be filmed on air on an upcoming episode of the Tom Bob Outdoors television show.
That sounds great, Tom Bob.
We're going to have to look this up.
Sure, it's not that Moonshiner show?
No. On Destination America. Hmm. Successful hunters will take home prizes provided by local businesses. Like Jack Link's jerky.
Yeah.
Messing with Sasquatch. That's got to be it. That has to be one of the prizes.
Man in go-kart flees police pursuit on California highway. A go-kart driver was filmed by a witness fleeing from a police vehicle on a stretch of highway in California. The video, which was captured by a Snapchat user, I don't understand Snapchat, uploaded to Twitter by Tonka_boy_Dre, shows a man in a go-kart speeding away from an unmarked police vehicle with its red and blue lights flashing. A crowd of onlookers cheers the man on as he speeds down the highway without stopping. It was unclear whether the man was eventually stopped by police or if he got away. First off, how do they know this is a man? Second of all, we need to get this guy over an IndyCar. If he's going to go in and out of traffic like that, he'll have no problem on the oval here. Swedish soccer player sent off for loud fart during match. Yes, you heard that right. A loud fart. A Swedish player received a second yellow card, thus he got kicked out, for farting during a match. I'm not even going to try to pronounce these names, but the guy's name was Adam Lundqvist, was dismissed late in a match against another team, which he says is the strangest thing I have ever experienced in football, which that is soccer for us Americans. I asked the referee, "What? Am I not allowed to break a little wind?" "No," he replied. "I don't get it, but maybe he thought I farted in my hand and threw the fart at him, but I did not." So there's always two sides to every story, so referee Danny Kekko addressed the media afterwards. "I perceived it as deliberate provocation. He did it on purpose, and it was inappropriate. Therefore, he received a yellow card." End of story there. I played organized soccer for a few years. I remember getting yellow cards for illegal kicks, other stuff you're not supposed to do, but never for farting. This has to be the first. I think the funniest part of this story is that they interviewed the player and the referee about it. And then apparently the player is going around throwing farts at people. Not sure how old these folks are. I wish I knew that. I'm going to assume they're adults. Pretty darn funny. Maybe our sports here in the States need to start throwing more farts at people during the games. What are your thoughts? Man bathes in 1,500-gallon swimming pool filled with Coca-Cola, Mentos, and ice. A California man filled a 1,500-gallon swimming pool with Coca-Cola and Mentos before having a friend hop in for a swim. So he didn't even jump in the pool himself. What a loser. YouTube user TechRax shared the video, which featured thousands of 2-liter Coca-Cola bottles being emptied into a 1,500-gallon swimming pool. After weeks of buying thousands of Coke bottles and many more hours of opening and pouring, the magnificent Coca-Cola pool was created, he wrote. TechRax admitted that about 7% of the pool's capacity was actually filled with Pepsi. Now see, buddy, you're probably pulling this stunt, trying to get Coke to give you a bunch of stuff, spend $1,500 on Coke. And then you go and put some Pepsi in it, too. You just blew your whole thing. Anyway, then he decided to put a bucket of Mentos into the solution, causing the pool to bubble briefly. After adding several bags of ice to keep the soda-filled pool cold, Texrac encouraged his friend Ryan to jump in the pool for a swim. He stated that the soda felt smooth on the skin and described swimming in the pool as a positive experience overall. And then, the video concluded with Texrac flying a Phantom 4 drone into the pool, which ultimately caused it to malfunction and fail to power on. Okay, this guy is wanting to go viral, that's clear. He's trying to loop Coca-Cola in on it, Mentos, and the drone for some reason. I don't know if that ain't part of what he was after, but it's probably because of Chewbacca Mom. If you haven't seen that, you live in a hole. But someone might want to tell this kid that the whole Mentos thing works with Diet Coke. It's a chemistry thing. It's not regular Coke. But hey, maybe Diet Coke's illegal in California. Who knows? Let's head across the pond. World's tallest bonfire set ablaze in Norway. The spirit of Norway. Residents of a Norwegian coastal town stacked wood into a 156-foot-tall tower to break the record of the world's tallest bonfire. A video posted to Facebook shows residents of Åsland stacking wooden pallets high into the sky to beat the bonfire height record of 141 feet, set in Slovenia in 2007. The stack was set ablaze Saturday night for the annual St. John's Eve's bonfire. The fire is fueled by more than 30,000 pallets. Yeah, I'm sure the environmentalists love this, but I could go for some huge bonfire here, but every time they do it, it's usually in Texas, and it doesn't always end well. But I think these guys are really missing out here. They set the fire. Should have had, like, the world's largest weenie roast to go with it. Or get, like, the world's largest marshmallow, put it out there, and make the world's largest s'more. You guys need to bundle this stuff together, make it a little more interesting than just a tall fire. Firefighters free man's head from washing machine in China. A Chinese fire department freed a man whose head becomes stuck inside a washing machine while he was attempting to repair the appliance. The man became trapped when he put his head inside the washing machine for a better look while attempting repairs. This picture is pretty hilarious because this is not like a washing machine here in the U.S. that we are used to. This is like a little, really, really old washing machine. There's a picture with the guy's head stuck in it. And he's shirtless, of course, too. But I will not be sticking my head in a washing machine anytime soon. Well, that wraps up the oddness for this week. We will be back. It will not be forward some years later. 7 days, hopefully not 1600. You've been listening to Utter Oddcast. Check us out on the web, utteroddcast.com. Follow us on Twitter, @UtterOddcast. Send us some snail mail, Surge Bucket Media, P.O. Box 39178, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46239. Now go be odd.